If you subscribe to One Story Literary Magazine, you receive just that. One short story in the mail every 3 weeks. One good story. And so not all literary magazines are, as they say, going the way of the dodo bird. This little magazine, it measures only 5x7, is standing tall. I'm Amy Stoles, Literature Program Officer with the National Endowment for the Arts. What follows is a brief conversation between the NEA's Adam Campy and co-founder and editor-in-chief of One Story, Hannah Tinti.
So if you could just introduce yourself and tell us who you are and what you do at One Story.
Well, my name is Hannah Tinti, and I'm the editor-in-chief and one of the co-founders of One Story magazine. One Story is a literary magazine that publishes one short story and sends it in the mail to our subscribers every 3 weeks. I founded it with Mary Beth Baca in April 2002, and she's the publisher of One Story, and it was her idea to basically promote short stories as individual works of art versus most literary magazines publish them in a format that's more of an anthology. And a lot of times writers can get lost in there. And oftentimes when you sort of subscribe to those larger literary magazines, you only go through and read the writers that you know. So we wanted to create a new kind of literary magazine that had an entirely different kind of format and do something different than anyone else was doing. So our idea was to have the magazine come out frequently and to really promote emerging writers as well as established writers.
You know, I gotta say, I'm fascinated by the model. How did you settle on deciding to distribute one story every 3 weeks?
Yeah, we felt every 2 weeks was too often, and once a month seemed too little for what we were doing. So somehow 3 weeks ended up being just the right amount of time to give someone to really read and digest and be ready for a new work. You know, unlike most art forms, you can sit down and in about 15 minutes have a complete artistic experience, you know, a beginning, middle, and an end, and really walk away with something.
Speaking of artistic experiences, if I may, why don't we pause for a moment and listen to a brief excerpt of a short story published in One Story.
Below us, servants in pairs ambled past on their way to buy milk and vegetables. Other groups of men in loose white pajamas and singlets gathered at the corner cigarette stand, smoking and laughing, draped over each other's shoulders in familiar fashion. A cricket game played by rough boys shared time with passing cars and auto rickshaws. Their shiny cork ball flew viciously through the air, with many near misses of a car window or a person's skull. I preferred the safe solitude of the roof.
That was an excerpt of Mohan Sika's award-winning short story, Uncle Musto Takes a Mistress, read by Amy Stoles. You can actually hear the story in full, read by its author, at one-story.com. Okay, so Hannah, what's the breakdown of published authors versus authors who are publishing for the first time in One Story?
About 10% of our writers that we've published have been debut authors publishing their very first fiction. And 75 of our authors out of the 135 that we've published so far have been emerging authors, which are writers who have not published a book yet. So my job at One Story is to go through all of our submissions, which come from our open submissions, which we do online, and also from agents and from editors at different publishing houses, and narrow that enormous amount of material, you know, somewhere between 10,000 short stories, say, and narrow that down to about 18 stories that we publish each year.
Wow, that's quite a daunting task.
It is. Luckily, we're pretty much an all-volunteer organization, and we have these wonderful readers who come and work with us. Most of them are MFA, recent MFA grads. And then once a month, we have an editorial meeting, and any work that they really enjoyed, they bring to the table, and we pass it around and discuss. As a result, we ended up publishing some authors right before they hit it really big. For example, Nam Le, whose collection The Boat ended up making really big splash when it arrived. We published him right before his collection came out. Also, Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie, who has also sort of gone on and created quite a name for herself. We published her before she had published a book.
So I understand that One Story only publishes one author one time, Why is that?
Because I feel that most of the magazines that I'm familiar with have a stable of writers that they go to time and time again. And yes, while that makes the editor's job a lot easier because you have these writers that you can count on to produce something really fantastic, and it does give a magazine a certain kind of style, at the same time, my feeling is, and of course coming from a writer's point of view on this, I think there's so many undiscovered voices out there. And what's nice about it is now that we've grown to, we've got about 7,500 paid subscribers, and they read every single issue.
And so with literary audiences allegedly shrinking, what is one story doing to keep and or grow their audience?
Well, we've done a number of things that have really, with the help of NEA, we've been able to do our first direct mail campaigns, which we've never been able to do before. And we've had an amazing response from it. We're still getting in the responses now. And that, you know, already we're getting tons more subscribers from that. The other thing that we did recently was to get onto Kindle. As a result, we're the top literary magazine on Kindle, publishing fiction. And we are getting more and more subscribers every day. So I feel like we're providing an essential service and one that really is a really important part of American literature. If there are not these magazines like One Story out there, writers, you know, will not get that sort of step that they need or that push that they need to move to the next level. You know, there are so many voices that won't make it, and particularly when it's so difficult now to publish and the publishing industry is in so much dire need. And I think that the people who are going to succeed are people like us who are trying to do it leaner and smarter.
That was an interview with Hannah Tinti, co-founder and editor-in-chief of One Story. To learn more about the NEA and its grantees, check out arts.gov. That's arts.gov. Thanks for listening.